And now to another hot geopolitical issue. Today, the Turkish prime minister warned those who dare confront an important country like Turkey will pay the price. In that threat, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was referring to the United States, specifically to a resolution pending in the House of Representatives that says Ottoman Turks committed genocide against Armenians in 1915. Erdogan compared that resolution to a summary execution. The Bush administration is opposed to the genocide resolution and has sent envoys to Ankara to try to defuse tensions. Turkey has recalled its ambassador from Washington and has warned that it could cut off U.S. access to a key Turkish airbase, a main supply route into Iraq. The congressional resolution is non-binding, but clearly its words alone have renewed a volatile, nearly century-old debate. And to help explain why, we're joined by Belinda Cooper. She teaches classes on human rights and international law at NYU's Center for Global Affairs. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
According to Armenians, according to this resolution and to many other people, what happened in 1915?
In 1915, in the course of war and the breakup of the Turkish Empire, there was concern, or at least this is the argument that's used by Turkey, there was concern that parts of the Armenian population in Turkey were conspiring with the Russians, and the response was that the Turkish government rounded up Armenians, sent them on forced marches, which were really essentially death marches, in which a large proportion were murdered quite brutally. Probably over a million were killed.
And the Turkish perspective is this was not a genocide. This was all part of a crumbling empire where there were many sides attacking each other.
Yeah, the Turkish view is that this was war, this was civil war. Many, many deaths occurred, including many, many Turkish deaths, and that there was no intent to wipe out the Armenian people. Turks tend to speak of a lower death toll. I think 500,000 to 800,000. Armenians talk about a 1.5 million. The numbers shouldn't really matter in such a case, but they do because the issue is so fraught.
Numbers and wording. I mean, so much is hung up on this word genocide, not just in this case, but in many other cases as well.
Yeah, and the Turks see the word genocide as essentially comparing them to the Nazis, to the Holocaust. Genocide doesn't have to mean a Holocaust, though. We tend to think of the Holocaust when we talk about genocide, but genocide is defined as the intentional attempt to wipe out a group in whole or in part. In fact, there have been quite a number, unfortunately, of genocides in the past, and many of them did occur in the course of war, and many of them did occur in situations where the group that eventually suffered genocide was actually an active participant in the hostilities. So that's not an excuse for genocide.
This question of the Armenian genocide has come up before Congress before, in 1975, again in 1984. What happened?
There was also a resolution in 2000, an attempt to pass one. What happens is that the Turkish government becomes very distressed and immediately begins to lobby massively against it, which is happening now as well. And in general, what happens is the resolutions are withdrawn. In 2000, the Clinton administration actually asked that the resolution be withdrawn because of concern that the alliance would be damaged, that the Turks would cut off access to bases and so forth.
And how do you explain why it is so important to one side that the U.S. recognize this, call it a genocide, and to the other side that we don't?
Well, for Armenians, I think it's clear. A genocide, of course, is a massive trauma, and even though it was many, many years ago, it's passed down among through the generations, and especially when, as in this case, it's not recognized by the Turkish government, by the government that was responsible for it. For Turkey, there are a number of factors. First of all, the concern with being compared with the Nazis as they see it. Also, their historical trauma and what was occurring at the time that the genocide happened was the tearing apart of an empire by Western powers. And there's a continuing sense in Turkey of paranoia of being surrounded by enemies who are trying to pull apart the republic. The way that the Turkish Republic was founded also by Atatürk involved creating a republic in which everyone was Turkish so that there were no Kurds, there were no Armenians. Essentially, everyone is a Turk, which also meant suppressing the history to some extent. And there's a fear that if you begin to talk about these historical events, that the republic will fall apart again, that there will be demands from all sides. There might be reparations demands. That's a very concrete concern. So I think there are all sorts of traumas involved and concerns involved in Turkey's reaction as well as in the Armenian response.
Belinda Cooper, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Belinda Cooper is a senior fellow at the World Policy Institute and an adjunct professor at NYU's Center for Global Affairs.